Nexus Venture Partners closes $700 million fund. Dream 11's second inning starts. Uber, Ola, Algos trip up government probe. Full-scale cybersecurity audit is coming soon. InMobi's Naveen Tiwari and other founders set to hike stake to over 50% as SoftBank offloads stake.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get a podcast. All right, let's start with the breaking news just coming in. Nexus Venture Partners has closed a new $700 million fund at a time when global venture capital deployment, as we know, is gradually recovering and early stage AI startups are in the winds, continue to attract investor interest. Now, the firm said the fund will focus on founders building AI, enterprise software, consumer and fintech companies across India and the US. Now, Nexus had first raised about $100 million dollars in 2007 and eventually increased the total fund size to about $485 million in its sixth fund in 2021. 2 years later, in 2023, it raised about $700 million for its seventh fund and is set to repeat the exercise this year. Now, apart from fundraisers, every 2 years on average, Nexus has also made money by diluting stake and selling shares in OLX, PropTiger, Cedimac, Unicommerce, White Hat Junior, and several others. All right, today's second big story. Dream 11 is entering its second innings. If the first innings was about daily fantasy sports, the new play aims to be the place where you hang out with friends while watching the match. Now, driving the update, Dream 11 unveiled a revamped mobile app focused on sports entertainment built around creators and live streamers, drawing inspiration from platforms like Twitch. Now, the company's chief executive officer, Harsh Jain, called it a second screen platform that sits alongside live sports broadcasts. Now, Dream 11 has onboarded about 25 creators so far and says more are coming. Free-to-play fantasy sports will remain on the app, but only as a small part of the overall experience. Now, why this matters? Dream 11 is trying to fix a big gap, the drop-off in user activity during matches, by pulling in match conversations onto its own platform. Now, Dream 11 hopes to keep fans inside the app for longer. But here's the backdrop. Dream 11, the company halted all paid contests in August after the government banned real money games, pushing it towards a free-to-play model supported by ads and sponsorships. So Dream Bucks adds in-app purchases to the mix. And outside India, Dream 11 launched its free-to-play platform in 11 countries, including the US, the UK, Australia, and the UAE. Meanwhile, a parent company, Dream Sports, has been widening its footprint as well. It now includes FanCo, Dream Set Co, Dream Game Studios, Dream Sports AI, Dream Money, Dream Play, and Horizon, its open source software unit. All right, let's move to mobility now. India's attempt to decode the algorithms behind Ola and Uber's pricing models is turning out to be tougher than expected. Let me tell you what's happening. Regulators have been trying for months to understand how fares are being set, but the investigation has slightly slowed because the algos themselves are complex and not fully visible to anyone outside the companies. In fact, officials say dynamic pricing is influenced by demand, supply, location, and user behavior. So to determine whether this crosses into unfair trade practices, investigators need more than surface level patterns. In fact, a senior official told Money Control that the Directorate General of Investigation may soon bring in domain experts to examine the system. So the probe team believes there are lapses, but any action must be backed by robust technical findings. In fact, the sector has already been under scrutiny. Back in May, the Central Consumer Protection Authority issued a notice to Uber over its advanced tip feature, which basically allowed users to pay extra upfront to increase the chance of getting a ride. In fact, Money Control research found that nearly all mobility apps had adopted similar incentive features during high demand situations. And even by October, the CCPA directed Ola also to make several consumer-friendly changes, including enabling refunds to bank accounts and issuing proper receipts for auto rides. All right, up next, a large-scale cybersecurity push is coming in. The government is preparing for one of its biggest cybersecurity audits across central ministries, state departments, and the national and state data centers. Now, the exercise will examine everything from hardware configurations to cloud controls. That includes routers, switchers, firewalls, VPN gateways, intrusion prevention systems, and endpoint devices. Servers as well, virtual machines, security, operation centers, and network traffic flows are also part of this audit. The government will look at configuration, health, and cloud permissions across departments as well. Now, why this matters is because cyber threats targeting government systems have become more frequent and more sophisticated. And the audit is basically meant to strengthen defenses before attackers exploit gaps in configurations or identity systems. And finally, we are seeing a major shift at InMobi. So the founder and CEO, Naveen Tiwari, and co-founders Abhay Singhal, Mohit Saxena, and Piyush Shah are set to increase their stake in the advertising startup to about 50%, up from around 30% currently. Now, this comes ahead of a potential listing sometime next year. So here's how they're doing it. The founders are securing debt of about $350 million by pledging shares and other assets. Lenders include LM Credit Partners, C-Town Holdings, Varde Partners, and others. So of this, around $250 million will be used to buy back shares from SoftBank. The remaining amount will go towards business operations, maybe possible acquisitions and other needs. So SoftBank and the founders are currently negotiating a deal that values InMobi at about $1 billion, the valuation the company reached back in 2011. Now, SoftBank had written off its investment in 2016, but now stands to receive around $250 million from this potential sale. So after the transaction, SoftBank's stake may drop from 35 to 40% to about 5 to 9%. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found it interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.